He was talking about his friend's story about France was more comprehensible. I mean, he had some pretty convincing evidence. But Frank Nora, I'm not sure how to deal with him.
This doesn't do your stuff. Alright. Just talk a little louder because this microphone is.
That's
not a very good background.
Not bad.
How about this pizza poster?
Alright. Or a mirror would be good.
That'd be cool.
So you'd see me though. Yeah. Alright. Now just talk a little louder so that we can.
Okay.
Weird university.
It was pretty cool. I had considerable experience in acting before, so it was a pretty easy job for me. I was the one who thought of the idea of having Bart Phillips majoring in proctology. Not proctology, gynecology.
Mm-hmm. Would you consider acting as a future career?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think of Frank Nora's direction techniques?
Well, I haven't really seen too much of them, but he reminded me when he was doing it, when he was filming my segment, he looked like Steven Spielberg.
Now, what do you feel about Masato Inoue's Anything But Monday magazine number 3, in which I got in some considerable trouble with the school?
Oh, well, I decided when I saw that to steer clear of the two of them. I didn't want to be caught in the trouble with them. Mm-hmm. I was kind of upset when they showed my picture without asking permission, especially due to the fact that the picture had been taken. The picture had been taken without my permission.
Could you describe this incident for us?
That I was merely napping in my bed when I saw this flash and it turned up and I saw somebody running out the... I'm not sure what I saw. I saw Frank running out the door. That's what I saw. And I was really upset because it had taken me by surprise. But I considered, it came to my mind of suing the two of them, but then I decided that suing them would be like hitting a fly with a 200-ton guild hammer.
And why is that?
Because they have bigger problems, I don't know. That's a line that came to my mind. Mm-hmm. out of the blue.
Now, what do you feel of last year's Physics Phil song that Masato Inoue played on the
radio? I didn't hear it.
You never heard it?
No. And I didn't really like being called Physics Phil. I'm not even taking physics anymore. It was too much for me.
Mm-hmm. So now you are just Phil Smith?
Correct.
Okay.
I didn't handle that tuck-in very well. I don't handle those kind of things real well. They're so childish.
Yeah, I didn't like that thing at all. It was just Mike that Mike made me do it. So.
Well, say that again.
Mike made me videotape it.
Why?
Because he.
When was the time? I have a question for you, Frank.
Yes.
Tell me, when was it that you came up with the nickname for me, Arcade Phantom?
That was early on in the year. I noticed that you would hang around the arcade and just sort of disappear, just out of the blue.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do have a habit of doing that.
Pretty strange. So, Phil, would you consider acting in any of Masato Inoue's future Anything But Monday Weird University productions?
Perhaps.
Perhaps.
Nothing too extravagant, nothing embarrassing either.
Mm-hmm. Not like dressing up like a girl and stuff.
No, or dressing up as a little Bo Peep or something.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
Herman or any other really goofy character actor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, Phil, tell us about your roommate last year.
He was an all right kid, very pleasant enough. Mm-hmm. A little vague at times, but my brother thought that he was really cool because when my brother was staying over in my room for some reason. He said that he heard him saying... No, he didn't hear him. When we woke up, Steph was telling us about a dream in which he thought he was buried alive. And my brother thought that he was really cool because of this.
Mm-hmm. What's the strangest story you can tell us about Frank Nora?
I don't know what to say, except that it's really interesting how they were brought before Jane Newman on two occasions.
Mm-hmm. I see.
I don't know of any strange... Can you think of any strange situations in which you are in?
Oh, and strange stories about Phil Smith.
Uh-uh.
All right, there's plenty of them. So do you look forward to working with Masato Nora in the future?
Not really. I just don't want to get into too much trouble with these guys, with you guys.
We don't get into trouble.
You certainly did. You were in the newspaper and people
on
were
TV.
Criticizing you and everything.
Did you see their TV?
No, I didn't, but I saw a little caricature that you made of it in your fourth edition.
Mm-hmm.
What was it you said? That was you speaking.
It's my style.
Well, why don't you develop it more? Why don't you try putting some color into it?
Color?
Other than red.
You mean like color as an actual color, or do you mean like...
Colors, red, Roy G. Biv, you know.
Oh, no, we can't do that, it's too expensive. And tell us about your character, Bart Phillips. Was it difficult to act as his character?
Not really.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting to do.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to be real, real relaxed. I can be very relaxed at times.
Mm-hmm.
Well, laid back guy.
Mm-hmm. And who
say
are you?
Again? Said, what a laid back guy.
And
tell him who you are.
Who am I?
Yes, who are you?
I'm Aloysius. Aloysius Gorbachev.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of my father. I'm his illegitimate son, attending here at Drew.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of that, Phil?
Well, it's all right with me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Although I don't approve of the Soviet Union.
You don't?
No.
What do you think of the Soviet Union?
I think it's one of the most bloody dictatorships in history. I wholeheartedly agree with philosopher writer Ayn Rand about it.
Mm-hmm. What would Bart Phillips say about the Soviet Union?
I don't know what he would say. He would... I suppose that he would be both concerned, both conservative and liberal philosophies.
Mm-hmm. Alright, do you have any last things to say?
Not really. What do you want, Greaseball?
Show us the new character, Phil the Terrorist.
Oh, get it.
That was funny, Phil.
Phil, come on, just...
You terrorist.
That's the funniest thing you've done.
Go put the glasses on, stand up and say...
The terrorist!
Say, all right, up against the wall.
I say, ow, when I hurt my finger on the desk.
Hmm.
Not to work on this
one. What is it like being Mike and Frank's RA?
You're not really selling this, are you? It's a wonderful experience to be Frank and Mike's RA. Because I get to look at graffiti all over their door and the ceiling outside their room. I get to see corn stalks on the floor. I get to see a bar with many mixers and many bottles of alcohol. I get to see them break into their ex-quad mate's room. And you say, why do they have an ex-quad mate? Because they kicked them out. And why did they do that? Because they were too nice to be rooming next to Mike and Frank. What else do I get to say about Mike and Frank?
What do you think about their productions, their movies, their magazines?
Oh, the Anything But Monday production team. Fabulous. I really liked Riker, Dorm of the Dead. That was really clever, really tricky. Other than that, I love those guys. I give them toilet paper whenever they want it.
Very good. Greg, do you want to say?
Not particularly.
We want to give us like... All right, we have you on TV anyway. So tell us, Rob, what do you think of Anything But Monday Productions?
Anything But Monday? Well, the magazine... There's some charming moments, I have to admit. I mean, it's a full creativity. although it takes some empathy. You have to understand the person. You have to understand the people. And, you know, it isn't like you read it, okay, you know, accept what they are and move on. So, I mean, I would advise anyone interested to sit down, a cup of coffee, maybe a donut, talk to Frank and Mike. Let them know that you care. Because you know something? Under all that big, bad old sarcasm, they're really beautiful people.
Okay, so what was it like working with Frank on the video project?
As we were filming, I couldn't help but sense an otherness that Frank was in touch with. He was fully capable of his production, of his editing, who he was on this planet, which was very important. And I think that self-assuredness is the thing that will carry him far into success, and much farther than, you know, these people who think they, you know, they think they know things, think they feel things and can express things, you know. Frank's the one. I was very pleased to work with him. He taught me a great deal. I came away spiritually enlarged.
There we go.
All right. What do you think of Anything from Under Production?
In what way?
What do you think of Frank Norman?
Well, Frank went to my high school. So if I have to give you an honest opinion on him, well.
What was Frank like in high school?
Frank was Frank. If you know him, then that's exactly what it was like.
You want to be a bit more specific?
No.
What do you think of their magazines?
I think the magazine's cool.
Cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Throws a little humor on the Drew people. I think it's too bad that all the furor that's gone on about the magazine. It's really disappointing because it's such a good thing to have at Drew, and it's really too bad that the Judicial Board had to screw everything up, and then all these bleeding heart liberals and all their garbage.
What do you think of Mike Misato?
I don't really know Mike.
Nope. All right, well, thank you.
Please don't.
What do you think about Frank Norman?
No way. No, Frank.
Well, tell us, John, what are you doing?
Flying bulletin board.
Flying bulletin board? Isn't there anyone else on it? Is your name under TAC?
Yep.
Why?
No particular reason.
Would you like to state your opinion of Frank Norah?
Frank Norah?
Wait. Let's face the camera. Speak up.
And pause. Just wait till I'm through reading this.
Okay. I'll videotape this so I can have it for all time.
Whoa.
Well, what do you think of Frank Norah?
The man's the Antichrist. And he's got a lousy camera, and his microphone can't pick up anything. That's why I have to talk real loud. And I think he's like totally evil, and that's why he does all this crap and gets in so much trouble.
Mm-hmm. What was it like working with him on Weird University number 3?
It was like being a slave. He didn't pay us anything. He always gave these foul orders, and we always had to shoot everything 6 or 7 times. Not good at all. A lot of writing flaws he never bothered to correct, too. Mm-hmm.
Would you work with Frank Norah again if you had the chance?
Sure. He's got that magnetic, demonic sort of personality.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much. You?
What? What about me?
What do you think about Anything But Monday Productions?
I think it kicks some ass.
Yeah?
Yeah, basically. But I must piss now, so I'll just say goodbye.
Goodbye, thank you very much.
Okay.
Are you going to put this your next
one? You should use that.
How about you? What do you think about Anything But Monday magazine?
I don't know. I've never read it.
Here we go.
The dumpster. Come here, dumpster.
What?
He's like interviewing people for the next movie.
What do you feel? What do you think about Mike Masato?
Tell him the truth. Tell him the truth.
Personally, I think he's a fucking idiot.
He's so fucking obnoxious. He just want to kill him. This is going on, isn't it?
Yes.
If I give a shit.
Uh-oh. He's in trouble now. What's happening?
I don't give a crap. Personally.
But anyway, that's because he's actually kind of stuff he wants, though. It is, like, stuff about me being the Antichrist and stuff.
Too. So, but that was the whole... I like the whole humor of my thing. I'm sitting there, no, he's an Antichrist, he's a jerk. Yeah. Like, would you work with him again?
Sure.
Yeah, that's where I'm going to end it.
Like, cool. Message, and stay tuned to the Wheels of Steel.
All right, Mr. John Kreens.
Yes?
You have worked with Frank Nora. What is your opinion of Frank Nora?
You mean honestly?
Yes,
honestly. Or something that will make him feel good?
Honestly.
I don't know. He's a bit unstable at times. Sort of reminds me... No, I better not say that. So it reminds me of someone who hasn't had enough sleep in, oh, say, the past 15 years, and is spaced out on drugs part of the time when he's not drunk. Only he's more sober than that.